Jimmy Carter, one of the most intelligent and decent men ever to occupy the White House, has passed away at the age of 100. A submarine officer who returned home to be a peanut farmer, then Georgia governor, Carter inherited a stagnant U.S. economy beset by inflation fueled by an energy crisis. It was also a time of subnational despair post-Vietnam and Watergate. He was seen as weak on the Iran hostage crisis, although had an attempted rescue worked, so that storyline might have been different. The Camp David Accord that brought peace between Israel and Egypt was and remains a towering achievement. His measure is partly what he did as president, but also what he did after. The Carter Center has been active globally promoting free and fair elections. It helped virtually eradicate guinea worm disease in Africa. Carter hammered and sawed with Habitat for Humanity around the world, and he won a Nobel Peace Prize. Yet, till recently, he still regularly taught Sunday school back home in Plains, Georgia. Carter used his position and legacy for good works, not profit, something nowadays we can barely imagine. I'm Murray Wood.